Chapter 127. "I'm fairly certain that the only solution here is to kill her," Dorian says, and Sarah nods next to him. "Before we kill each other." "We are not killing the Herald of Andraste," Cassandra says. "Ah, but in your heart of hearts you considered it," Dorian says. "Remember that I am her best friend, her most faithful of followers, and her most fashionable and intelligent and glorious." Sarah kicks his shin. "But you have to admit, about 8 dragons in, you begin to entertain certain fantasies." "I was at that point about 4 pride demons and a wraith in," Sarah says. "Plus a haunted mansion." "I hated that villa," Cassandra mumbles, pinching the bridge of her nose. "So our only solution, really," Dorian says, "is to quietly and discreetly knock her out and then carry her back to Skyhold. I'm almost certain that her stag will help us with that." They all turn to look at where said stag is picketed. He stares back in an eerie and somewhat reassuring way. "Completely certain," Dorian corrects himself. "I am completely and 100% certain that he will help us, and it will be glorious and grand, and I am so excited to just lie down and sleep without having to worry about sand." "I'm a city elf," Sarah says. "I know shit all about sand and rocks and birds and wildlife." Cassandra sighs, and that's how Dorian knows they've won. He and Sarah high-five each other without looking. "If I find her and hold her still, will one of you distract her while the other knocks her out?" Cassandra asks. "Of course, it's a team effort," Dorian says. "That means equal responsibility for people yelling later," Sarah says. "That said, it was all Dorian's idea, and how could we say no to a Tevinter?" "Can we not talk about this?" Lavellan asks, squirming a little as everyone stares her down. "How could we not talk about this?" Varric says. "Poppy, you proposed marriage to someone." "We can ignore murder, arson, torture, blackmail, favoritism, and the occasional fashion faux pas," Dorian says. "But not that."
"Boss, we had this talk," Bull says.
"We've had a lot of talks," Lavellan says, frowning and turning to Cole and Solas for help, shaping the sign for help with her hands. Cole looks between everyone else and her, and disappears. Solas hums and gives her the look he always gives her when she asks for hints or clues or blatant cheats to astrariums or puzzles.
"You proposed marriage,"
Cassandra and Vivian say together. Vivian looks entirely amused by the entire ordeal, and Cassandra looks appalled. Cullen looks like he isn't sure how he feels about it all, and is quietly watching the proceedings with Blackwall and the rest of the Chargers. "Was it a good prospect?" Vivian asks, and Josephine continues to breathe deep and inhale the steam from her stress-relieving tea. This many people were probably not meant to fit in Josephine's office. "They could move this to the war room. There'd be less chance of escape, too. But really, Josephine might not make it, and they've really only just gotten the map and operations table sorted out perfectly after that time Lavellan fell asleep on it, and Josephine accidentally burned half of the map when she sneezed and dropped her candle on her writing board." "It might have been," Josephine says. "Andraste above, I don't know what... Please don't ask me questions for the next half hour." Leliana and Morrigan hum and watch Lavellan like hawks from the sidelines. No one is quite sure why Morrigan is here. Perhaps because she's bored, or maybe to provide moral support for Leliana. Or literal support, considering Leliana looks torn between fainting from stress and bursting into a fit of rage. "I didn't do it on purpose," Lavellan says, turning her saddest cow eyes onto Blackwall and Cullen, because they're weak for her and everyone knows it. That's also why they don't really have any say here, as everyone else in the room turns on them and makes various shut up motions with their eyes, hands, and weapons. It just happened. No one proposes marriage on accident, Dorian says. No one, not even you with all your charm and strange oddities. Yeah, not buying what you're selling, Sarah says. Not even for free. Next excuse? It was an accident, Llewellyn says, turning her cow eyes onto Varric, because he's soft for people in general. Cassandra puts a hand on his shoulder, and everyone swears that Varric goes so pale he could pass for a ghost. Varric pats her hand. Poppy, you wish it were an accident, so you wouldn't have to be here right now. Who was it to? The crow. Everyone's heads swing to Leliana, Morrigan, and Josephine, who all look various stages of broken. The crow, Morrigan repeats, voice low and unreadable as Leliana cracks her knuckles. Who is no longer present due to safety concerns. The scout said dignitary, Sarah says. Of sorts. Josephine pinches the bridge of her nose. What's that supposed to mean? Sarah, what did I say about asking me questions? Josephine's voice hits a pitch of hysterical that makes everyone wince. Don't worry, Leliana says. He won't be a problem any longer. And yes, I believe you when you say it was an accident. That man could trick a rock into wanting to bed him. Whoa, no one said anything about bedding anybody. Sarah interrupts, and the room bursts into noise. But I don't want to bed him, Llewellyn protests, cutting through everyone, and everyone turns from her to Leliana and back again. Llewellyn suddenly jumps to her feet, standing on her chair and starts yelling and gesturing furiously in a mix of Elven, Taveen, and Kunlot curse words, and the occasional frustrated yowl and spark of fire. Dreadwolf, take him! She finishes, red in the face, before taking in a deep breath, stepping down from the chair, and lying down on the floor, and taking in deep breaths in the stress-relieving pattern they all recognize from Josephine. Everyone backs up as one to give her air. We killed her, Dorian says, in the silence that followed. Who's this guy again? Varric says, and the three women exchange glances. Morrigan's lip curls up in distaste, and Josephine puts her head down onto her arms. Leliana takes in a deep, slow breath before grinding out, Zevran.